Darren Mueller, extension plant pathologist at Iowa State University.
Darren, let's begin with some of the challenges that moisture has created this harvest season. And I know we've had some recent dry weather, so get us up to speed on where the harvest is across Iowa.
Well, yeah, certainly there is a lot of harvesting going on in this last week, as a lot of people took about 20 days off waiting for the rains to move through. So a lot of activity recently and not a lot of activity for the first month.
What did you see specifically in soybean fields related to the wet weather that could create some quality issues, concerns about, the longer those fields are unharvested, the yield loss that could result? What were you seeing and what have you been seeing?
Well, I would say the obvious thing is that we've just got a lot of reports on really poor seed quality. There's a lot of most fungi like seed, like moisture to grow, and obviously the rains provided that. And so, we got a lot of calls on Thermopsis, seed decay. We also had reports on just other discolored seeds, and I think these are either frog eye or Cercospora leaf blight. A lot of calls on seed quality.
Have there been many reports of pods splitting in fields? You're seeing pod shatter?
Yes. Oh, yeah, and definitely that. We also are getting reports of seeds starting to germinate, both in corn and soybean. So I would say in soybean, that would be the tricky thing is having pods that are shattering and not being able to get out into that field would be another major concern.
When you start to see some of these funguses appear, how much of a headache will that be for farmers? Do they have to segregate that grain once they've identified? I mean, I can't imagine with the thousands and thousands of bushels that we're talking about here, but from a handling standpoint, what needs to happen?
I'm not exactly sure if we're seeing levels where people are going to have to start sorting that. I know that the good news is that there's no mycotoxins associated with any of the fungi that are in soybeans. And so the concerns aren't at the same level as what you would have with the issues related to corn. I haven't heard any reports of people having issues, but to be honest, they would be calling other people at the university. So that's, I'm not the first person they'd be calling. So
what's your sense on the amount of harvest activity that's made up for those, as you said, 20 plus days of being on the sidelines? Do you think when this next crop progress report comes out, we're going to see a huge jump for Iowa soybean harvest, or what are you anticipating and what's realistic?
Well, they can get through a lot of acres, and they being the collective group of farmers out there, they can get through a lot of acres. And when you have a good day that you can stay out in the fields. And I know just in driving around this last weekend around central Iowa, man, people were working late and working really early. So I don't know the numbers, but I would say it's going to be a lot higher than it was a week ago.
Anything else that you want farmers to keep in mind right now is I'm up in southeastern Minnesota, where I see rain has come back into the forecast for later this week, and so that will condense the window a little bit. And for anybody pushing it, what do you want farmers to keep in mind?
Well, as always, just keep their safety in mind. It's obviously a very stressful time of year, so hopefully the rains will hold off and people will make good, safe decisions as they're driving big equipment up and down the roads and across fields.